What is going on, guys? Hello and welcome back to another edition of the GoingForTwo.com NFL Sports Betting Show. It's week six now. We're about 40% through the NFL season. And if you followed our picks last week, week five, it was another excellent week for us, up about a little over a grand last week, which brings us to our podcast total. We are up $3,400 on the year so far, so it's been a great season for us, and we hope to keep it going in week six. So with me tonight is Ben Carey again, third straight week. Old reliable Ben is back of Currency Kings. He's going to help me break down the slate. So, Ben, what's going on, my man?
Hey, it's going good. Thanks for having me again. Glad to be back. Had a pretty good weekend. Last weekend here went 3-1 and then had one push. Unfortunately, the Texans had a push on me, but both teasers hit, so that was promising. And had the Browns-Ravens under hit, and then the Panthers -7 didn't hit. I was looking promising, but Giants had a late push in the fourth quarter there. So I was hoping we could get on the show or have me back and have all those hit. But I'm happy to go 3-1-1. So it was an overall good week for me.
Most definitely. Of course, we had my bets Rams and Patriots money line parlay paid $1,000, paid $500. Then we had teaser, man, thank God for teasers instead of money lines. Tennessee and Baltimore lost, but I had them +7 and +6.5, so those hit, along with Rams. Oh, another one that I sweated out. Rams +2.5, barely snuck in with a Jared Goff sneak, which was nice. And then I called it, man. Call me the trap game king. Your Broncos blew it against the Jets. They scored first, and then the Jets just took over. They were a PK, and that one hit nicely, but I did not get Rams -7. But other than that, I mean, a very good week. So we're back again this week to hopefully make some more money for you guys. So
yeah, well, let's keep it rolling.
Absolutely. We're on a hot streak. Whenever Ben and I get together on these pods, we're on a hot streak. So guess the lines week six. Looking at the games, Ben, we got a lot of tough matchups here again. Last week was tough, and this week there are a lot of weird Baltimore, Tennessee, Miami, Chicago, Tampa Bay versus Atlanta. Both look to be shitty teams now, so there's a lot of weird matchups, a lot of tough ones. So I'm going halvesies again, since, like I said, I'm up $3,400 on the season. So I'm basically having all of my bets this week because I don't have a great feel for the week. What about you?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna stay kind of the same with you. That's what I did last week. Yeah, just a lot of these lines are super tight, and there's some weird matchups where I could see a few blowouts potentially, or some close games in some of these games. It's just hard to really gauge, so I'm just going to kind of pick my spots and not go all in this week.
For sure. So me and Ben are going to get started here. Guess the lines. Of course, we do not do the Thursday game because Thursday Night Football is trash. So bye weeks, we have Detroit and the Saints are on a bye. So other than that, every other team is playing, so we're going to start off Tampa Bay at Atlanta at the stadium hosting the Super Bowl. Atlanta, 1-4. We said on the podcast last week against Pittsburgh was a must-win game. Now they lost it, so they're 1-4. Playoffs, very, very slim chance that they will make it, even as a wild card. They basically have to go 9-2 the rest of the way to have a shot, which in their division is going to be close to impossible. They still play the Saints and the Panthers again. And then the Buccaneers, they were off a bye after getting destroyed by Trubisky and the Bears. They're 2-2. Jameis is the starting quarterback again, so it is at home. I said Atlanta by 4.
I had Atlanta 5.
I got the W here, snuck it out by a little bit. It's Atlanta by 3.5 points at home. So, yikes. This game, man, you can talk me into either side, really. Atlanta just looks fucking terrible right now. They just cannot get a break, man. That they got destroyed by the Steelers. They got the terrible loss against the Bengals, the last second AJ Green toss up. So they're having just a nightmare season so far. Do you like anything in this game? I mean, the over under is really high at almost 58, 57.5.
I would say I have a small, slight lean on Atlanta with the points in this one. I think that's just mainly to, A, it's home for the Falcons, and B, like you alluded to, it's honestly a must-win for them. If they lose this one, they're done. So it's a, you know, in an intro division game, and Falcons really need to win, but at the same time, they just haven't looked good at all. So it's tough because on paper they look like they should be, you know, a few games above 500. But if I had to pick anything in this one, it would be Atlanta with the points. But I don't have anything official in this one, and I think Jameis is starting this one, so it's just going to be interesting. There's a lot of moving parts in this one.
Definitely. Tampa Bay coming off a bye. Dirk Cutter, at the end of his post game, he said he deserves to be fired, so he was not fired, but he thinks he should be, so that's kind of funny. The money line is Tampa Bay plus 150, Atlanta minus 180. You know, I truly, the division's lost for Atlanta. They've played five games, and they're already three games behind New Orleans. The division is out of question for me right now, unless something catastrophic happens, like a Drew Brees injury. But, like, I think their season's over, man. I mean, it's mid-October. Like, they're 1-4. You got the Vikings coming on strong. The Eagles, I'm sure, will turn it around. Like, there are not a lot of wild card spots. There's not a lot of wiggle room there. So I personally think it's kind of over for Atlanta. But it is, like you said, I mean, they're not going to just give up. They're 1-4. This is a must-win game. So I feel like Atlanta's just going to come out at home. I mean, they have good players. I mean, Calvin Ridley's been a stud for them. Devontae Freeman's back. I think they should easily win this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one note, this was one of the biggest public plays of the week. About 64% with money on Atlanta. So I'm not surprised by that. I wanted to tease this, but in a 10-point tease, that only gets you plus 6.5 for Atlanta. So that would still mean that if they lost by a touchdown, you would lose that teaser, of course. So if it was 2.5, I would jump on this because then you have that touchdown protection. But at 3.5 and only making it plus 6.5 for Atlanta, not going to do it. So maybe depending on your book, if it gets the 3, sometimes some books will have money back on a push on a tease. So maybe I might look into that. But at 3.5, no, not touching it.
I agree. Next game on the slate, we have the Los Angeles Chargers, 3-2, taking on the Browns, 2-2-1. The Browns got a nice win in overtime last week. They've already played three overtime games in their five-game schedule. The Chargers, I thought there was a little bit of trappiness to that Oakland game, but they took care of business relatively easily. I said Chargers by 1 in this one was my guess.
I just had it pick 'em.
Pick 'em for you. It is actually Chargers by 1.5 points, according to my bookie as of a few minutes ago. So I, just to start off, this is one of my teaser candidates. I've got a 10-pointer this week, taking the Chargers from minus 1.5 to plus 8.5, so they can lose by a touchdown and you still win. They can actually lose by a touchdown and a 2-pointer, and you can still get the W. I like that leg of my tease quite a bit, because I think they outright win this game. I don't think Cleveland's that great, so you like that leg at all?
Yeah, I can see that. I think either leg for both these teams, I think, makes a lot of sense, because I just feel like it's going to be a tight game.
I really do.
It just has that look to it. Over-under is only at 44, so expecting a, you know, not a high-scoring game, really. 43 is typically like an average over-under line, so it's right around there. So, yeah, I see this one being close, and I don't think any team in this one's going to win by more than a touchdown.
Yeah, I agree. Baker Mayfield, I don't know what to think of him so far, man. He had a great, he played great against the Jets. He had four turnovers against Oakland, and then last week was sort of meh. They didn't put up a lot of points, but they won. Are you high on Baker right now? I'm not sure what to gauge of him right now, which makes me kind of scared to bet this game.
I would say overall, I like Baker Mayfield, but I think he's just gone through a learning process. It's only his, I think this will be his fourth start, or actually his fourth game. So, yeah, I think he has a ways to go, but I've liked what I've seen out of him. He just has kind of that it factor and you know, knows how to come up in big situations and has really good pocket presence, too. So I think, you know, once he starts learning the playbook a little better and just get some more time under his belt at center and learning the speed of the game a little more, I like what I've seen out of him. So, but as far as this game goes, it's tough to – the back him, but they are at home, so you know it's a tough one for me. But like I said, I think it will be close.
I agree for sure. The money line, Cleveland even money to win, then the Chargers favored -120 by a bit. Yeah, I kind of like the Chargers money line too, but I mean it's basically even. But I getting almost 9 points +9, 8.5. That's a really strong leg for a 10-pointer. I mean, I think they are on the road, but the Chargers have looked pretty decent, I guess. The one thing I wanted to mention before we move on is I watched the replay of the Oakland Chargers game, and Philip Rivers, I don't know what happened, but he just looks super old out there. Like, his throwing style, it looks like he's just laboring and putting so much effort into making, like, little check down throws. So that's something to monitor here for sports bettors. He's 30, almost 37 now, so that's kind of worrisome for sure, especially since the Chargers are trying to compete for a Super Bowl this year for sure. So I just did not like what I saw from Rivers in the highlights. He just looked like the angle at which he was throwing the ball was kind of weird. So that's the only thing about this game that kind of is a question mark for me. All right, the next game on the slate, we have the 1-4 should be 1-3-1, but Frank Reich is an idiot and decided to go for it on fourth. The Indianapolis Colts taking on the 2-3 Jets. So last week, man, I called it, and I hate to throw your team under the bus, but I saw that trap game coming. A lot of the money was on Denver because the Jets have looked awful, but the Jets really played well. Isaiah Crowell over 200 yards, Bilal Powell over 100 yards on the ground. They really took it to the Denver defense. Well, what did you see in that game from the Jets, Ben, from on the other side, your Broncos? What went wrong for them?
Yeah, I think at this point, the head coaching and even some of the other coaches, defensive and offensive, it just hasn't looked good. It seems like players and coaches aren't on the same page with each other. And you do have to credit the Jets, though. They played a good game. So with them playing a good game and then just us looking like we were confused out there, it just set up for the Jets to have a pretty easy win. So that was a good call by you. I guess I saw that coming in a way, but at the same time, I thought it'd be a little closer. So,
talking about these two teams, the Colts 1-4 on the road taking on the Jets. This is a strange game for me. I honestly don't know which way to lean. So I went Jets by 2 points since they're at home.
I had Jets by 3.
We pushed here, my friend. It's Jets by 2.5 points. To be honest with you, I mean, I'm pretty good at guessing these games. Obviously, I've had a great season so far, and I've been on a tear recently, but this one just has me scratching my head. I really don't know what to think. One thing, Indianapolis, man, I gave them shit before the season on our Over-Unders podcast about how their offensive or their defensive depth chart, I just could not recognize any names. Now with Hilton out, I look at their offense, and Jack Doyle out as well, I look at their offensive depth chart, they're throwing to guys like Ryan Grant, Chester Rogers, like fucking Pascal. I don't know any of these guys at all. So if Andrew Luck wasn't there, this might be the team getting the first overall pick, because they are just so bad on both sides of the ball. They really don't have a lot of talent. What do you think?
Yeah, it's been interesting with, you know, Andrew Luck being out last year, and then you know, he's finally, I guess, somewhat healthy, and then now the rest of the team is essentially falling apart. So yeah, it's interesting, man. I don't know. The Colts, it seems like they every year they're just they almost need just like one thing to go right for them, and it never happens. So this game, though, man, I mean, it's tempting to just go with the Jets in this one, but I don't know. I mean, how do you feel on this one?
You couldn't have come up with a matchup of like two more even teams, I don't think. In terms of this year, you got a team 1-4 versus 2-3. Again, the Colts should have tied that game. These teams are so evenly matched, though, I feel like, and I think Vegas got the line perfect. I mean, but again, it's Andrew Luck. He's really good on the road, surprisingly. So I just don't know what to think. I'm definitely, this scream stay away game for me. I'm not betting on anything in this game. The over-under is 45. Money line's pretty even there. So for me, I'm sure you're in the same boat. I just don't know. This is a coin toss game for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't really touch anything. I guess one thing I would look at would be maybe if you wanted to tease the under and, you know, make it under 55. I don't see a lot of points being scored in this one. But at the same time, you know, Andrew Luck can put up a lot of points in a short amount of time, we've seen. So that scares me because, you know, if the Jets have a lead and then, you know, Colts come back and Andrew Luck gets a late touchdown. So overall, yeah, I mean, I don't really advise anything in this one. I just can't back it.
Yeah, I agree. Just too tough of a matchup. I mean, I don't know where to go because, I mean, the Jets, they went on a three-game losing streak, but then they sort of showed the Broncos who's boss last game, so I don't know. I'm just staying away, and it sounds like you are too. All right. So the next game, our first London game of the year, we have the Seattle Seahawks taking on the Oakland Raiders. Now, funny enough, I just, for the first time in my life, left the country and went to London about a month ago. Now, my flight, of course, was at night, and then it's a 9-hour flight, so I arrived in London at, like, 8 in the morning, and I was forced to stay up the entire day off barely any sleep, so I'm just going to say it right now, I'm not betting this London game, because we saw last year the freaking Jaguars won 45-7 or whatever against the Ravens, who were favored. I just, the sleep schedules, the new city, having it be just a strange thing for, like you said, these guys are creatures of habit, to throw them in London for a week, super weird. I never really liked the London games, especially for betting purposes, so I'm staying away. But all that being said, there's no real home field advantage in this one, so I said it was a PK, honestly. I don't know what to go.
I had Seahawks just by one.
You boxed me out on this one. It's Seattle by three. Of course, it's probably going to be pretty even in the stands there because those London games, you just never know. You can't get a home field advantage there. So Oakland basically losing a home game in this one. I'm just staying away, man. The sleep schedule patterns, the just strangeness, you're in a different, completely different country. You're 9 hours away from home. I don't like anything in this one. I could see, like, Seattle's obviously the better team. They're 2-3. They almost beat the Rams. Oakland 1-4 has just not looked good. They only beat Cleveland. But, like, again, last year, so weird. The Jaguars were underdogs in that game, and they won by 40 points. So something weird's going to happen in this game. I can feel it.
Well, I have one play in this one, and it's actually one of my teasers. And it's not actually going to be with the sides, it's going to be an over-under. I'm actually going with the under, and we're going to tease it, and we're going to make it 58.5 for one of my teasers. So the reasoning behind that is I really see Seattle trying to establish more run game And I, also the Raiders too as well. I think Marshawn Lynch really needs to get the ball more. And after after the situation last Sunday with them not running on the one, the poor Marshawn, man. I mean, he's got to be losing his damn mind at this point. And I just have a feeling that this is going to be more a ground and pound game. And I think I looked up the weather in it. There was supposed to be winds up to 15 miles per hour, which isn't a lot, but it is an outdoor stadium. So I just have a good feeling about this one being a lower scoring game. I actually looked it up. There is really no trends that says the London games have, you know, over under one way or another. It's pretty even, but in this one, I feel confident about playing the under with the 10 points added on top to the typical spread and or to the typical over under and making that 58.5. So that's going to be one of my three teasers. I have three team teasers, and that's going to be one of my legs for one of them.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. One thing though, I mean, the Hawks just came out and put up 35 on the Rams, and then the Raiders the other week put up 45 on the Browns. So I don't know. It could be kind of a shootout. I'm not sure, but I mean, I you're right. I don't see this game being like a 29-30 game. I see it more like 21-20. Honestly, I think it's going to be a close game. But
yeah,
the London games, man, are something every year. There's something weird. So again, no way am I betting a London game. Absolutely not. So I'm just staying away. But you're using the over under as one of your legs. I could see it. I could see it for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, as far as picking a side with a team in this one, I have no clue what to really expect of. I could see either team winning. That's why I'm surprised that the line is actually, you know, not closer to a PK. I'm a little surprised about that, but
for sure. Next game on our slate, we have the 3-1 Carolina Panthers dodged a bullet last week. Graham Gano, 63-yard field goal. Told you, man. I told you last week I didn't like Panthers -7. I just thought the Giants were a little better than that. And the Giants probably should have won that game. So they are taking on the Redskins of Washington, who are 2-2 after the Monday night loss. Before we take the guess here, Ben, I've already every year there's one team. Last year for me it was Arizona. Also the Titans too. I just can never get those teams right, and this year it's Washington for me. I can never guess what Washington team I'm going to see. They beat the Cardinals in week 1. They lost at home by double digits week 2 to the Colts, who are bad. Then they come back and beat the Packers, who were favored, and then they just get destroyed by the Saints. So I have no idea, and I thought that they could actually make a game out of it on Monday night. So this for me, I will never bet a Washington Redskins game, okay? If I do, I need you to shoot me in the chest like 30 times, because I cannot gauge this team at all. They're 2-2, but it is at home. I said Washington by 1.
I had Washington 1 as well.
Yeah, we are pretty close. It is a PK right now, according to my bookie. Yeah, I mean, okay. I kind of spoiler alerted it, but Washington, I have no fucking clue what to think. I mean, of course I'd lean towards Carolina. They're 3-1. They've looked pretty good so far. Thomas Davis is back. But Washington, I just can't get a read on. They made the Packers look like idiots, yet they got destroyed by the Saints, and then they lost to the Colts, who are bad, so at home, no less. So I just can't bet a Redskins game this year, man. I don't know what Alex Smith, Adrian Peterson, is just a weird team for 2018. So anything in this game stick out to you?
You know what? It's going to be a tight game. I'm actually bigger on the Panthers than a lot of other bettors are. I like the Panthers. I know last game was a close one, and you know Graham Gano had a hit. I think it was a 50-yarder to win that.
63 yards, actually.
It was 63.
Yep, tied the NFL record.
Wow, that's crazy. And funny story about the NFL record. My mom was at the Broncos game when Jason Elam hit the 63-yarder. So No, I think it's a three-way tie with him, Janikowski, and then now Gano. So, funny little side story there.
Wasn't Prater in this? Isn't Prater in that too?
Prater had a long one in Denver too. Yeah, I don't know if that was one short. I don't know, but obviously with the mile high, the altitude, you can crush some footballs out there. But I'm actually going to go with the Panthers as one of my teaser selections. Now, I had it before we hopped on here. It was at one. So my reasoning is if you can get, you know, the Panthers at either a 0.5 or a 1, plus 0.5 or plus 1, I like the play of plus 10 added to that. So it gives, you know, Panthers 11 points or 10.5 to work with to cover. So that's going to be one of my legs. I'm not sold on the Redskins. I know, like you mentioned, they've confused you. You can't get a good gauge on them. But honestly, I know they had some early success in the season, but I called that Monday night game. That was one of my teaser selections I had. The Saints, I felt really good about that pick. I just didn't see the Redskins keeping it close on the road, in the dome, in New Orleans. So with this one, I could see the Redskins winning by a touchdown, but that's the most I could see them winning by. So with that being said, one of my teaser selections is going to be Panthers plus 10 or plus 11, depending on where you get it. But I believe does my bookie give you the push and money back if you push on one of your teaser selections?
They do.
Okay. Yeah, so hopefully if you can get it at a plus half point or a plus one, jump on that. So you might want to wait on that, but that's going to be one of my teaser legs.
Okay, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
The over-under, 44, PK, money line is even. So, yeah, I don't know. The Panthers have looked really good, man, and Cam Newton's having a really good year. I feel like Washington, they've beaten good teams, but lost to not so good teams. So I don't really know what to think of them. And they've only played four games. So I'm staying away from this game, but it looks like you're throwing Carolina in one of your teaser legs. I like it.
Yep. I think it's going to be a close game, so I feel good about that.
Me too. Moving on to another noon game. We have the somehow 2-3 Buffalo Bills taking on another team who, of course, listeners know I was very high on this team, who is, again, somehow 2-3, the Texans. Yeah, Buffalo just, they cannot move the damn ball with Josh Allen and Shady McCoy at running back. They just cannot get offensive yards at all. And somehow we're able to beat the Titans last week by a point. Steven Hauschka, game-winning field goal. And then Houston, they're coming off a nice win against the Cowboys. But, dude, Deshaun Watson is going to get killed this year. I think he's just going to die on the field. They made...
Yeah, he's been taking some hits, man.
Yeah, and it's not even like he also has like some sort of... He just likes to be like an alpha dog and go get hit and stuff. But the plays that they're drawing up for Watson, like right before halftime, the fourth and one on the goal line. First of all, I would have kicked the field goal to put him up by 7, but nope, they decide to go give a QB draw to Deshaun Watson, and he just gets lit up. And yeah, he's gonna get killed this year. He's so, oh my god, and he's just coming off the ACL. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. The Houston Texans, 2-3. Bill O'Brien barely holding on to his job. I said Houston by 4.5.
I had Houston 8.
Wow. I was so off on this line. You are right on the money. It is Houston by 8 points, according to my bookie. I don't understand the reasoning really behind this line. Houston has not looked good this year. They barely beat the Cowboys, who are also not very good. And then they're getting over a touchdown by the spread against Buffalo. Like, there's a little bit of trappiness to this game, I feel like. But
I even see it up to 10 on Bovada too, so that's interesting. I see Texans minus 10, so that's, I don't know if it's just a little higher on Bovada, but that's giving them a lot of points, man.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of a Houston by 8. That's kind of a teasable line, and God knows that I'm gonna tease it. I like Houston, and I hate Buffalo, and it's at home. Houston's kind of getting into stride. Watson has a ton of great weapons, and the only thing that Buffalo has going for them is that their secondary is probably the best in the NFL besides the Jaguars. I mean, they have Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, Tre'Davious White. Their secondary is fantastic, but Houston's receivers are just too good. Will Fuller is having a huge year. Hopkins is still Hopkins, so I think that's not going to be a problem for them. I'm teasing Houston from 8 down to plus 2, so they can lose by a point or push with the 2. That's one of the legs of my 10-pointer is Houston plus 2.
I have the same in one of my legs. So and then at the end, I'll run through exactly how I have my 3 teasers
for
made
sure.
up. So,
for sure.
But yeah, that's definitely have Houston as one of my teaser selections here. It's just hard not to. They're at home, you know. Even if, man, if they were on the road, and then maybe if the line was more like 6, Houston on the road, I probably wouldn't touch this, to be honest. But it's at home. They look good. I mean, against the Cowboys last week. And I was high on them to begin with, and that was one of my, you know, it was a push, as I mentioned earlier in the show. But I'm actually higher on this team than a lot of people are. And basically, yeah, I mean, if it's in my teaser selection with a plus 1, I just don't see the Bills winning on the road. But we did say that about Minnesota a few weeks ago, but I don't see that happening again. That's not going to happen again. So I feel really good about that. The Texans teaser selection and turning it into a plus 1.
Yeah, for sure. Another thing I just wanted to mention last week, we were breaking down the Tennessee Buffalo game, and I was like, you know, Tennessee doesn't have a lot of great receivers, and Buffalo has a really good secondary, and they're at home. And I was like, am I really talking myself into Buffalo here? I think they can actually win this game. And they actually did. They actually snuck out on a last-second field goal. So my analysis with that one was pretty spot on. So I kind of know this Buffalo team now, and this is not a game that they're going to win. I mean, Houston has a lot of good players on defense too, Clowney, Watt, Matthew. So Josh Allen on the road, like, bet against it, man. Bet against it all day long. So I like that teaser leg for you and me.
Yeah, I think it's one of my favorite teaser picks.
I agree.
This week, so.
For sure. The over-under is 42, Buffalo plus 365, Houston minus 490. Yeah, I mean, I just like the teaser candidate here. I think this is an easy. I mean, if Buffalo or if Houston really, I think coming into the year with Watson and the guys and acquisitions they made in the offseason, they want to win a Super Bowl this year. If they're going to do that, they have to fucking win this game and go 3-3.
Yeah, this is a big game, so a lot riding on this one.
And it's one where they should win. I mean, they're a good team and Buffalo is not, and I mean, this can kind of save their season. That would put them on a 3-game win streak. They started off 0-3. 3-3 on pace for 8-8. If they can get a couple more division wins against the Colts and the Titans, I mean, they're looking back at the playoffs now. So, I think Houston, this is a must-win game, and I don't see anything really fucking this up. I really think Houston should dominate this game.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Alrighty, there been the next game, another noon game here. We have... Wow, upsetters last week. Well, there's no reason why the 49ers should have been favored in any game without Jimmy Garoppolo, but the Cardinals got a W on the road. They are 1-4 now. They were looking at the first overall pick, but it kind of looks like the 49ers are going to get that, so we'll see. Then again, the Vikings had a very nice win. Was pretty surprised by that, even as a Vikings fan, that they were able to go into Philadelphia with Wentz and beat them. They are now 2-2-1. A very, very important game for them to win last week in Philadelphia. They did. So the season's kind of turning around for them, because if they had lost that game, they're 1-3-1. Pretty hard to come back and make the playoffs with that record. But they have a cupcake game this week against the Cardinals at home. I said Minnesota by 10.
I had Minnesota 9.5.
Call me Dennis Rodman. I boxed you out on this one. Minnesota by 10.5 is the line right now. I like it a lot. The money line is -500, +380 for Arizona. So I got a couple bets in this game that I like. I mean, nothing too special, but I'm told you guys I'm doing halvesies this week. I'm not feeling super confident on the game, and I'm already up $3,400, so I'm not gonna push my luck here, just like at the blackjack table. So my $600 moneyline parlay includes the Vikings at -510, along with another team we'll get to later. And then in my $500 10-point teaser, Vikings pushing it to basically a money line. Vikings money line is another part of the teaser, which is probably my favorite leg of the teaser. So I assume you're probably teasing these guys.
Yeah, I have to. Vikings at home, it basically turns it into a pick'em that, you know, Vikings just have to win. So that is going to be one of my legs and one of my teasers. So yeah, definitely got it. You got to go with the Vikings in this one. Was looking it up. They're 16-6 against the spread in their last 22 home games. And, you know, in getting 10 points on top of that, I mean, you have to take the Vikings as a teaser pick this week.
See, I feel like every podcast and every sports betting article said that like 3 weeks ago against the Bills. Like, yeah, just throw the money line in there. Yep. They're at home. Like, they're a good team. But every year it seems, as the Vikings, of course, are my team. I even heard a radio interview. Kyle Rudolph was on the radio, and he said every year that I've been here, we basically have one game where we blow up. Last year it was Philadelphia in the playoffs. The year before that, they got smacked by the Colts at home by over 30 points. So every year it seems that they have one, like, what the fuck was that game? And I think the Buffalo game, obviously, was that game this year. Every other game is usually pretty tight, and things go as planned. So I think that was the one landmine this year was that Buffalo game. There's no way Josh Rosen, who went 10 for 25 last week, goes into Minnesota against this defense and does anything, in my opinion. So that's what I'm seeing, but I like a lot in this game. The over-under, 43, like we already said, the money lines. So yeah, it sounds like you and me really like the Vikes this week. I've got them in my money line and my teaser, so hopefully my team can get a win and help me make some money.
Yes, I would appreciate that.
No doubt. Ooh, this one's a fun one. I like this game a lot. On our slate, another noon game, we have divisional matchup, the Pittsburgh Steelers at the somehow 4-1 Cincinnati Bengals. Don't know how we got here, but the Bengals are 4-1. The Steelers had a nice win, like we talked about, against Atlanta, and then Cincinnati was down 17-0 and then came back and won by 10 points. So they showed some resilience there against the Dolphins. So it is in Cincinnati. Pittsburgh, a notoriously terrible road team. I said Cincinnati by 3.
I had Cincinnati by 1.
I got that one by half a point. I'm doing pretty well this week. It's Cincinnati by 2.5 points, according to my bookie. Interesting game here. I mean, we're looking at the Bengals could somehow be 5-1 after this game. Vegas thinks they will be 5-1 after this game. Pittsburgh is 2-2-1, so they could also be 3-2-1 after this week. This game is always a fun one, man. Last year, of course, Ryan Shazier came, and then the Burfict incident, and just a ton of vicious hits. And these teams usually play very, very tight ball games. So is this a teaser candidate for you?
Man, I thought about it, but I didn't actually end up going with it. But it's one that either way I like, because I have a feeling it's going to be a close one, but I actually didn't end up teasing this one. What about you?
You know, surprisingly, I actually, usually this is a game that I just classically stay away from, but I took a long look at the over-unders this week, and this one is way too high. 53 is the over-under in this one. Both of these offenses, Pittsburgh is terrible on the road. They've shown that. They're just not a good, Big Ben has always historically been terrible on the road, and they've played
a really good point.
They have a very, very good home schedule, and of course they just put up 41 at home. That's kind of why this line is high. I don't believe in this Pittsburgh offense on the road. And then Cincinnati, I don't know. I know Pittsburgh's defense is bad, but I think we're going to see some regression. Their offense has been too good this year, and it's going to come crashing down. And I think this is the game that it sort of comes back down to earth. So 53 is way too high. They think it's going to be a 28-25 game. I see this more as a 20-17 sort of game. I just think I'm off by like 10 points. I think this is going to go way under. So that is an official play. I got $50 on the under in this ball game. That's about all I got from this game, though.
Nice. I like the thinking. And it seems like when these two teams get together, it's pretty physical. So maybe they'll just try to pound the rock with both teams, but we'll see what happens. Yeah, but I like the thinking in that one, and it's a good pick.
I don't know, man. Cincinnati, they do have a lot of good players, but I always love betting against Andy Dalton because he's been terrible the last several years. So I just they cannot be this good on offense. They really can't. I mean, John Ross hasn't really done anything. Eifert is now out. They've got a backup tight end. This offensive explosion that they've had, I can't see it continuing. I know if Pittsburgh's bad on defense, and they respect Pittsburgh's offense, but they're just so bad on the road. So I think 53 is way too high. I think it's like 4 or 5 points too high.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch this one, though, because those two teams hate each other.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gonna be a fun game, but I like the under 53, and Ben, it sounds like you're just staying away.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay away from this one. But was thinking about teasing it, but yeah, I'm just gonna stay away this time.
For sure, it's gonna be a fun one for sure, though. Next game on the slate, we have the coming off a bye, 3-1 Chicago Bears taking on the 3-2 Miami Dolphins. It is in Miami. First things first, Ben, can America just like pump the brakes on the Bears hype train right now, please? Like, can we stop with the Bears? Like,
oh, man.
It's getting out of control. They're talking Super Bowl and stuff and all the talking heads in sports. I'm getting pretty fucking sick of it. The Bears beat Tampa Bay, who is garbage, and they beat Seattle, who is also trash, and then they blew the game against the Packers with a half without Aaron Rodgers, so they have proven that they can't beat Aaron Rodgers. And then the Cardinals barely beat the Cardinals by 2 points on the road, so can we just, like, they've had an easy schedule. That's why they're 3-1. Trubisky, and it's hilarious, he had 6 touchdowns last week. I saw a picture on Twitter, maybe you saw this, but it was a guy sitting at dinner, and then Trubisky is walking into the restaurant, and everybody around him is clapping, and the guy's caption was like, I benched Trubisky in fantasy this week, and then he comes into the restaurant and gets that I'm eating at and gets a standing ovation just to add insult to injury, just like, fuck fantasy football. Fuck fantasy football.
Oh, man, that's as bad as it gets right there.
No doubt. So Chicago, of course, seems to kind of be a public team this year. A lot of people are taking them and really, really just everybody's on Chicago this year. And they haven't had a good, solid win yet. So if they beat the Vikings or the Rams or something, all right, then I'll start believing. But they've just had an easy schedule. So Miami, they've, of course, started off 3-0. They're lost 2 straight, pretty bad losses as well. So I went Chicago by 2.5.
I had the same, Chicago 2.5.
You, me, and Vegas all on the same page here. It is Chicago by 2.5 points. Boy, oh boy. If we're talking stay away games, I mean, Indianapolis versus the Jets, that takes the cake, but this is a close second. Like, my God, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch this game. I don't want to bet on this game. I don't want anything to do with this matchup. What do you think?
I tell you what, I really wanted to tease the Dolphins, but the game with the Bears and the Bucks a few weeks back scared me, and I was having like flashbacks of that. Even though I didn't bet on that one, but I'm like, man, you know, the Dolphins had a huge letdown loss last week, and I don't know how they're going to come out this week. I don't know if they're going to be motivated. I know the over-under is only at 41.5, so, like, this was one of my, you know, up to the top candidates for a teaser selection, but I just have I had a bad feeling right before you hopped on, and when I was, you know, putting my last teaser legs together, and I'm just like, you know what, I can't do it. So even though that would make Dolphins plus 13, but still, I don't know. The Bears, I don't like them, and I think they're a little overrated right now, overhyped, but at the same time, I don't know what to think about the Dolphins, so I'm just going to stay away.
Well, not only did the Bears blow out the Buccaneers, that hurts your idea of teasing them, but the Dolphins also lost by 31 to the Patriots 2 weeks ago, so this is not a teasable game in any sort of facet, in my opinion, on either side. I mean, I could see the Dolphins winning at home here. The Bears, though, I mean, Chicago, they think they're going to win. Vegas does. So at the end, they could be 4-1 after this game. I still don't believe that they will make the playoffs at 4-1. I still don't think they're going to make the playoffs, even if they start off 4-1. The Vikings, Packers look terrible, too. But the Vikings, I think, still win this division.
And then the Lions, they got to play again, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I do not believe in the Bears at all. You can't talk me out otherwise. So this is a complete stay-away game for me. You said it earlier, over-under is 41.5. Minus 175 for the Bears, plus 150 for the Dolphins. Yeah, you can't make a more stay-away-ish than this game for me. There's nothing I like in this game at all. We'll see what happens, but we could be seeing a Bears team that is 4-1 at the end of this game, or Miami 4-2 is also a nice sneaky wild card spot for sure. So you're staying away for the most part, though.
Yeah, we're gonna stay away in this one. Yeah.
Gotcha. We'll see what happens on Sunday, man. We'll see. Next game. I believe this is a noon game. You'll know better than me. It's the Los Angeles Rams 5-0 taking on the 2-3 Denver Broncos. Is it at noon? I forget.
No, actually, funny you say that. It's actually it's a late start. So it's you know, 2:05 here Mountain Time, and I'll actually be attending the game.
Oh, very nice.
Here in Denver. So yeah, and you know, of course, I'm gonna have a little money on this one.
Oh, of course.
We'll get to that here in a second. So
I can't wait to see a gif of like a last second field goal of Ben's face in the stands, like knowing that like one of his teaser legs got destroyed, or you're gonna end up on Barstool or something, man. You're gonna be like, oh, there he is. This guy totally bet the Broncos money line and they blew it on a last second field goal. But yep. I digress.
I hope you're wrong.
Yep, we'll see. So the last 3 weeks, I've just been absolutely on fire on my trap game calls. I had the Cardinals several weeks ago, easy upset against the Bears, and then last week everybody was on the Broncos versus the Jets, so I've been very good at picking my trap games and just picking all the games very carefully. I know I picked them as the losers in the trap game last week, but I actually think the Denver Broncos can win this game against the Rams. There are several red flags for me that tells me it's a trap game. So, first off, it is in Denver, very tough place to play. That's one of the red flags. Second off, Case Keenum is the starting quarterback. He, of course, was thrown to the side of the road by the Rams several years ago. Had a great season with Minnesota last year. and actually beat the Rams by 17 points as a member of the Vikings last year. So he knows this team well. He knows how to beat them. Another thing, the Rams, I think the luck's going to run out a little bit here. I think they have to lose one game. And I think this might be the one. I think a lot of signs are telling me Denver. Another one is they just lost Cooper Kupp and Brandon Cooks. Both are not going to be playing in this game. So I for some reason something's telling me this is a trap game. So congrats.
I have two other signs for you too, but I'll get to those in a second after we guess the spread.
Oh, for sure. I said Rams by 8.
I had Broncos 7.5. Or sorry, Rams 7.5.
I was gonna be like,
guys, I know I'm a Broncos fan, but yeah.
I was gonna say that's the worst spread guess I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Not All going right. on next week.
So the actual spread is Rams by 7, so you get that. We tied it. What'd you say, 7.5?
Yeah, 7.5. So.
All right, you got that one. I'll give you the W there. So tell me why I'm right. Tell me why I'm going to be right on this trap game.
So two other reasons why I have a red flag for the Rams and also for the over-under in this one. But one of them is, this is kind of along the lines of the luck running out, but it is a environment that the Rams, you know, they don't come to Denver a lot. You know, they're in different conferences. I'm not sure the last time they played in Denver, but it's been a while. So, you know, they won't be familiar with it. They're coming from LA, obviously good weather. Now, I don't know if you checked the weather in this one, but it's supposed to be a high of 30 degrees on Sunday, and that's a high. So, you know, as we get later into this game, it's going to be around 25 degrees, and we're also supposed to have some snow around 2 o'clock, so right around kickoff. So the weather's going to be bad. You know, this is football that Denver likes to play in. They, you know, we embrace this weather. You know, you mix that in with the altitude. So I agree with you on this one, man. I really think Denver could pull this one off, and let alone I hope they'll cover. But yeah, I like Denver in this one. But what I actually went with for one of my teaser selections and one of my just picks straight up is the under of 52.5. So I think it's going to be a low scoring game. It looks like you mentioned, Brandon Cooks is out. Cooper Kupp is out, so they're going to try to run the ball a little more with Gurley. So that's going to, you know, obviously make the clock run out. So it's going to be a lower scoring game, and then if you know, take the weather into consideration as well. And yeah, I just see this one being a lower scoring game. And then as well, I'm going to take the over and tease that to make it 62.5. It looks like, or 62, right around there, and that's going to be in one of my teasers as well.
Yeah, I actually looked at the over under here, 52.5. Man, that's way too high. I know the one thing, the Rams defense, they lost Aqib Talib. They've replaced him with Sam Shields. Sam Shields is the worst starting cornerback in the league right now. He is so bad. He gave up so many points and yards to the Vikings several weeks ago. He is awful. So I guess that would kind of hurt your case, but. I think you're right. I mean, yeah. It's going to be snowing. It's going to be cold. The Rams losing two receivers like that. I was worried they were going to blow that game against Seattle, but every time I checked the box score, they were down 7 like the entire game, and then they'd score a touchdown. Gurley would find his way into the end zone, and they'd be right back in it. I'm not going to place a bet on it, but I just want it on the record. I think Denver covers this 7.5. I think they... I don't know, man. Again, football is a weird sport. It's all about matchups. I mean, last week I said Denver was going to lose. This week I say they're going to beat the best team in football. So I just think this is a tough matchup for the Rams.
If you could tease that to 17.5, for the Broncos. I mean, just saying.
Yeah, and then the final score is going to be like 30-10, and then we're going to be like, what were we thinking? The Rams are amazing.
Yeah, that's true. I know that's the hard part with the Rams. They have such a high card offense that, you know, if they come out, I mean, yeah, then you'll be kicking yourself for doing that. But yeah, that's a good call on your end then.
For sure, for sure. But I think Denver has a chance to be the upset. But if the Rams win this game, they're 6-0. They play the Cardinals again. They play Seattle again. And then they get the 49ers two more times. Those are four easy wins. There's 10 wins. I haven't checked their schedule. I believe they play the Chiefs and the Eagles are their toughest games left. If they win those games, though, I think we're honestly looking at a team who can win 16 games this year. I mean, the Rams are just so – McVay is just amazing. The 4th-and-1 call, I was jumping out of my seat because that means all my bets hit when I saw it. Jared Goff got an easy 3-4 yards. It was an amazing call, and the game was over. So I love this Rams team. They're super good, well-coached, ton of great talent. So we'll see. That's why I'm afraid to bet against them, is because I think that this could be a once-in-a-generation type team that we're looking at. But we'll see, man. We'll see. Next game on the slate, we have the 3-2 Baltimore Ravens taking on the 3-2 Tennessee Titans. Both of these teams, I had both of them in my teaser and it won, but both of these teams totally upset last week. The Buffalo Bills beat Tennessee. The Ravens should have smacked Cleveland, but they lost. So, yeah, two teams facing off who both should probably be 4-1. But that's not the case. So it is in Tennessee. I said Baltimore by 1.
I had Baltimore by 2.5.
You got me on this one. It is Baltimore by 2, according to my bookie. Nice guess by you. But this is an interesting matchup here. I like aspects of this game. However, I don't think enough to bet on them. So I honestly, both of these teams, easy 10-point teaser candidates. I think this is going to be a field goal touchdown game. Either side, you're getting 9, 10, 13 points for the Titans. So I was thinking about throwing Baltimore in a tease here, but because Tennessee has scored every game they've played in, they've scored under 20 points except the Eagles game, they scored 26. So this is a team that is not blowing teams out if they get a W. It is at home. Anything you like in this game?
But I do like the Titans at home. Traditionally, looking back to last year, they played well at home. Mariota, he just plays better at home. And I just feel comfortable with that pick. Putting it to 13, I could see Ravens winning by a touchdown or a field goal. Not anything more than that. So going with the Titans plus 13 in one of my teasers here.
Like I said, I just backed it a couple seconds ago, but if I was going to take one, I'd probably take Baltimore plus 8 basically. I just think Baltimore is so much better of a team, but it is, yeah, again, you could talk me into either, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
I think it's going to be a very close, low-scoring game. The over-under is 41, which actually seems kind of high. Tennessee.
Yeah, it does.
Tennessee.
Let's say 39, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Tennessee plus 125 for the W, minus 145. They are home dogs in this one, but I just, Tennessee, that loss to the Bills really hurt, man. That was a pretty, if they won that one, they're 4-1. Coming into the season, man, then they lost on a last-second field goal. That's a game that a good team, a playoff-bound team, will figure out a way to win, but they could not. The Bills, man, again, how they're 2-3 is a shock to the entire league. But Tennessee, I just don't know. I just don't know if they're that good. I mean, I just think Derrick Henry's played so poorly, and they don't have a lot of offensive weapons with Delanie Walker out. So I just don't know about the Titans, man.
Yeah, I guess I'm putting a lot of stock in Mariota at home, so we'll see what happens. But I mean, I hope you're right. I hope it's a close game, and if it is, that leg is definitely going to hit. So.
Next game, another 3:25 start. We have the two just awful, awful, abysmal offenses in the Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Dallas Cowboys, who are 2-3. Jags, of course, 3-2. The Jaguars really laid an egg last week against the Chiefs. They were not in that game at all. Bortles is back to his old self, just playing terribly and was very pedestrian out there. Dallas, of course, just lost to the Texans in the Texas Bowl there, and yeah, so they are 2-3. It is in Jerry World, but I think if and when the Cowboys lose this game, I think this is the game that Jason Garrett gets fired. Are you with me on that? I think that's a pretty good prediction.
Yeah, if they lose, yeah. I think it's time, man. So it seems like he's so close, you know, in a few seasons to, you know, getting that team to a Super Bowl or at least like a deep playoff run, but it just hasn't happened, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, they look good several years ago, but this team is just not that talented, but it is the Jaguars who have looked pretty good. I said Jags by 3.
I had Jags by 2.
I'm having a great day today. It's exactly Jacksonville by 3, so I get that one. Boy, goddamn, I do not want to watch a second of this game. Two terrible offenses. I mean, the defenses have played. Dallas's defense is actually really good last week, so it's going to be a low-scoring game. Vegas thinks so. They're over-under. It's the lowest on the slate at 40. So, God, there's nothing I like in this game at all. What about you?
Man, I wasn't going to do it, but then I looked at it, and I'm like, man, with an over-under of 40 and Dallas at home, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go with Cowboys plus 13 in one of my teaser legs. That's a lot of points against a Jacksonville team that is having trouble scoring, and I don't know, I know it doesn't really make sense why I think this with the Jacksonville Jaguars defense, but I think Ezekiel Elliott's going to have a big game. I don't know why I think that, and maybe it's just one of those gut feelings watching last week's game, but I think the Cowboys keep it somewhat close, but I don't think they lose by more than a touchdown in this one at home.
Yeah, as much as I think your teaser picks are pretty risque, this one isn't actually that I kind of like it. I can see Jacksonville, are they even going to score 13 points? I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, Jacksonville has just been atrocious on the offensive side of the ball. Fournette is out. TJ Yeldon, the main back there. Again, their offensive weapons with Marquise Lee gone, I mean, they have nothing, really. They really have nothing. Keenan Cole's their best receiver, and he was undrafted, I believe. So, I don't believe in this offense, and I could actually see Dallas possibly upsetting them in this game. It is at home, so I kind of like Dallas plus 13, but not enough to put money on it, I guess.
Yeah. Sometimes I look at these cross-conference games, too, and I think with a team like Jacksonville, I think they're the better team, but I think it makes it a little closer when you have, you know, the better team going on the road to an environment they're not used to. Same thing with that Rams-Broncos game, and I think same thing in this one. Just Jacksonville, you know, they don't play in Dallas a lot, and I think that just makes the game just a tad closer. Not saying that, you know, that's why the Cowboys may win or Jaguars are going to lose, but I think it just makes it a little tighter, so I feel comfortable laying an extra 10 on the Dallas plus 3 to make it plus 13.
Alrighty, this is by far the most interesting game of the week. Primetime game, couldn't have picked a better one. The 5-0 flying high Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Patriots of New England, who are 3-2. It's in New England at Gillette. Patrick Mahomes, MVP favorite right now in Vegas. I believe he's plus 300 to win the MVP right now. Tom Brady and company, they will be... This is a great game, man. This is a fantastic matchup here. I cannot wait to watch. Before we get in, let's just take the guess. I said KC by 1.5.
I had Patriots by 1.5.
You got that one. I was pretty off on this one. It is New England by 2.5 points at home. So yeah, the KC defense, of course, has just been atrocious this year, but they actually played really well in Jacksonville last week. So that was interesting to see. They even have had a defensive touchdown. So Kansas City's their defense is looking a little better, and then their offense is still high flying. This is a very interesting game. I cannot wait to watch it. The over under is probably the highest we'll have all season. It is 59.5 points. They think this game is basically going to be 32-29. This is going to be a very interesting game. I can't wait to watch. So, anything in this game that sticks out to you?
I wouldn't say sticks out, but I'm going to pick a team straight up in this one, or with the spread here. No teaser in this one. Can you guess who I'm going to go with?
One of my official plays is $50 on New England, 2.5. So, are you with me on that? I think you are.
Yep.
Nice.
I'm with you, man.
We can lose. Yes, we can lose you. Together. It'll be great.
There we go. Yeah. I mean, it's at home. It's in Gillette for the Patriots. The night game. At some point, you know, Mahomes is gonna lose. I mean, and I think this is the one. Patriots just looked so good last Thursday. And, another thing, too, is, yeah, they played on Thursday, so they had, you know, 3 extra days to prepare. You give Belichick 3 extra days to prepare the game plan. That's not good for anyone. So, considering that and how they looked on Thursday night and then the game before that against the Dolphins, I like how the offense is looking. And we've seen this before with the Patriots. They start off slow, and then throughout the season they turn into a powerhouse, and you know the Chiefs unfortunately have to face them on the road. So I like Patriots 2.5.
Yeah, I do as well. I'm glad we're on the same side there. This is for me. All the signs are there for me. It's at home. It's a huge game. They lost to Kansas City last year, so I think that they're gonna want revenge this year. And I think they're just going to show that this is the Patriots, where we can stop the best quarterback in football right now. So I like Patriots 2.5. I like that we get the field goal. So, yeah, I'm all over $50 on New England by 2.5. That's one of my favorite bets of the week for sure. Minus 180 for the New England money line, and then plus 150 for Kansas City. I could see like a nice, a little over even money parlay of New England and whoever you want. I would do the Vikings minus 510. That would probably bump it up to like plus 130 money line parlay. But, you know, I just love my heavy favorites. But, yeah, I mean, I could see it. The Patriots, though, I mean, if they lose this game, though, they are 3-3. And 3-3 historically does not make the playoffs if you stretch it out to them being 8-8, so yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens, but I think this is a very important game on the schedule for the Patriots. I mean, I'm not breaking down any walls or barriers by saying that, but this is a game that I think New England just traditionally wins. I just think they win very important close games in the regular season. So I like your pick. It's the same as mine. So we can I can text you on Sunday night, be like, what the hell were we thinking? Mahomes is 30-34 with 4 touchdowns. What were we doing? But I think
hopefully I'm still awake after the Broncos game and drinking all day.
Oh, that's true.
I'm gonna have to drink, dude. It's gonna be cold, man. I gotta get that beer code going on.
That's right. And it hits you harder in the Mile High City, doesn't it, or no?
I mean, yes, but I'm from here, so I'm kind of used to it. But I will say there is something to that, man. That's not a myth or anything. It does.
Yeah, I heard it hits you faster.
Quicker, higher up.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
getting, you just need, like, if you're on Mount Everest, you just need, like, a half a Coors and you're just plastered. Alrighty.
Exactly.
The last game on the slate, the Monday night game. The boy, they're lucky that they snuck in a win with Garoppolo against the Lions. The 1-4 San Fran 49ers taking on the 2-2-1 Green Bay Packers. San Fran, of course, blew the game against Arizona. We even called that last week. We said Arizona, looking at the schedule, like you point to one or two games that a team like this can win, and this is one of them. And they played really well, and they got the W. So San Fran, man, they might have the first pick in the draft next year, man. This team is pretty bad. And Green Bay, on the other hand, they're coming off a terrible week as well. Mason Crosby had probably the worst kicking performance in NFL history. He missed four field goals and an extra point. And you already know I started him in fantasy, so it was a great week for me. And you know, it's funny, they trotted him out there when the game was lost. There was like 10 seconds left and they were in field goal range, and they trotted Crosby out there so he could just get a little confidence boost, and he actually made that one at the end, so that was kind of cool. But
Yeah, there you go.
all that being said, it's Green Bay. It's a must-win game, kind of, in mid-October against a shitty team. I said Green Bay by six.
Wow, I actually had Green Bay 11 in this one.
Really? I mean, you got the W. Good for you. It's Green Bay by 10 right now. I was way off by four. What made you go 11? I was not. I don't know.
Few things. It being a Monday night game in Lambeau, man, 49ers have looked terrible. I really think the market is looking for the Packers to have a bounce back game in this one, so that's why I thought it'd be a little higher, and that's why I went, thought it would be 11. So, I know the Packers haven't looked great, but I think just with Aaron Rodgers, and it's almost like something has to give, and that's why I thought it'd be a little higher. So.
Yep, well, I got my NFC North parlay here of the Vikings and the Packers, two teams that hate each other, but hopefully can win me some money. I've got them in my parlay this week. I've got $600 on Vikings and Packers. It pays almost $300 on 600, $290. So I really like that one. And like I said, I'm going easy this week since I've already won a lot this season, and it's just a kind of a weird week, but I don't see any way that Kyle Shanahan with Bedford, that they come in and win this game in Lambeau on Monday night. I can't see it. One
Yeah.
thing I was trying to decide whether I was doing a 13-point teaser or a 10-point teaser. I kind of actually liked a 13-point teaser of San Fran plus 23. What do you think about that one? Because I was circling it. I was circling it, but I ended up not pulling the
Yeah, I mean
trigger.
it makes sense. I mean, that's a lot of freaking points, man. That's
Yeah.
three touchdowns and a field goal. I mean,
Yeah, but again, I could see Green Bay doing something like what they did to the Bills a couple weeks ago. The score's 19-0. I mean, that still would have won, but I mean, I think Green Bay, this is a statement. They need to show something. But I actually watched the Packers Detroit game on Sunday, and I haven't seen Aaron Rodgers look that pissed basically ever in his career. They kept showing him on the sidelines, and he just had his hat over his face, and like he was scowling at the camera and just looking like, what the fuck is going on? Like, the Packers need a win here, so they can be 3-2-1. So I just don't. All the signs are there for Green Bay to just kick San Fran's ass.
yeah, and I'm actually going with the Packers in one of my teaser selections, so making that just a pick 'em. And then I think the line went up a little bit, so I had Green Bay minus 9.5. But if you can get it at 10, that's fine. But if it goes over 10, don't take it. But I'm actually going to pick the Packers just as a single game pick. With the points, take the spread of minus 10. So most books, they'll just be a push. So, but if it goes up to 10.5, I wouldn't take that bet. But mentioned it, man. This could just be a statement game where Aaron Rodgers goes off for like 35, 42 points or something like that. So I really like the Packers to have a big night on Monday night.
Yeah, me too. I believe Geronimo Allison will be back for this game as well. He's been pretty good for them this year. The over-under is 46.5. Green Bay minus 450, like we said, we're throwing that in my parlay. San Fran plus 360. So, yeah, it sounds like this week you and I were on basically almost all the same plays. So that's usually a good sign.
Definitely.
So, yeah, that just about wraps it up for us here. We're just going to recap our picks. Ben, why don't you list off your official plays here really quick?
Yeah, so we have three-team teasers and then two just single-game selections. So the first teaser is Vikings minus 0.5, Broncos-Rams under 62.5, Panthers plus 11, and then I'm putting 130 down on that to win 100. And then we got, for the second teaser selection, we got the Packers, basically a pick'em. We got Titans plus 13, Cowboys plus 13, putting 130 down on that to win 100. And then for the third teaser selection, we have Seahawks, Raiders under 58.5, Texans pick'em, and then Cowboys again at plus 13. And then we're putting 130 on that to win 100. And then the last two games, these are just single game spread selections. We have Packers minus 10. We're going to put 50 on that to win about 40. And then I guess it would be around 45. And then Pats minus 3, $50 on that to win 45. So those are my my five picks for this week.
I like them. I like them a lot. Except the one, I feel like you're gonna be texting me.
What's the one?
Hammered on Sunday. Like, dude, what the fuck? Why did I put Tennessee and Dallas plus 13? Like, what was I thinking? Oh man, I can see it now. But my picks really quick to recap: $50 on New England by 2.5, $50 on the Cincinnati Pittsburgh under 53. Going a little light here this week, like I said, 600 money line parlay of the Vikings Packers NFC North parlay pays 290, and then $500 on a 10-point teaser of Vikings minus half a point, Houston plus 2, and the Chargers plus 8.5 are my picks. I like what we have this week. I mean, we've been killing it this last couple weeks, so hopefully that can continue. So, old reliable Ben Carey, always helping me out. Thanks, Ben, for coming on. We'll probably see you next week.
Yeah, I always have a good time.
If history repeats itself.
I always have a good time, man, and
hey, enjoy the game, seeing the Rams play. You might be witnessing one of the best teams of all time playing. We'll see.
Yes, and when everyone watches that game, I'm sure they're going to mention many times how cold it is, but I'll be fine. I'll have my layers on, and I'll have probably like 10 Bud Lights in it, so dilly-dilly.
Excellent, man. Excellent. All right, take care, buddy.
Cool, thanks.